This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, November 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. California and Japan's rural problem. A new CFFA president. January at the earliest for a farm bill and Bayer's Roundup battle. Lessons from Japan on upskilling farm workers. California's high cost of living is hitting rural regions where incomes have not kept pace. That according to experts presenting at a recent assembly hearing on jobs and trade. The average incomes in Tehama County, for example, around $40,000. That's in line with Mississippi, explained Bruce Pickering, vice president at the Asia Society. Alameda County, however, stands at $90,000. More than a third of Californians are considered struggling or disenfranchised, with the overwhelming majority in the interior. To tackle this issue, four UC campuses partnered with CDFA and the society as well as other nonprofits to examine policies in Japan that have arrested decline and encouraged growth. With an aging rural workforce, Japan's use of machines to upskill workers is the most likely approach to bring success to California. The idea is not to replace workers so much as to make them more productive and not to be underestimated to make them happier in their jobs, said Pickering. But Japan has better health care, internet, and infrastructure, and California lacks Japan's political will and public support. The coalition will glean insights from Denmark and Israel next. Fresh fruit growers get a new leader. The board of directors for the California Fresh Fruit Association have selected Daniel Hartwig as the next president, replacing Ian LeMay as he heads to the California Table Grape Commission. Hartwig directs sustainability at Wolf Enterprises, a farming and processing operation in Fresno. He has also held leadership roles at the Nisei Farmers League and the Fresno County Farm Bureau, and is a recent graduate of the California Agriculture Leadership Program. Lawmakers seek a deal on farm bill extension. Leaders of the House and Senate Ag Committee are struggling to agree on terms of a farm bill extension. There's agreement that the 2018 farm bill would be extended for 1 year, taking it through September 30, 2024. The question is what to do about 21 expired programs that won't have funding unless Congress puts some more money into them. A source familiar with the negotiations said yesterday that the discussions still had a ways to go. Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan has indicated she wants to see the expired programs get funding in the extension. But her House counterpart, Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania, he's concerned about taking pressure off lawmakers to finish a new bill in 2024. The question is, do we find funding for the expired programs or do we use that as leverage to have us get our job done? I don't want to make an extension too good. I want to make sure that we're always incentivized to get our job done, Thompson told reporters yesterday. Now take note, Thompson concedes it'll be January at the earliest before his committee can move a new farm bill. The committee's work continues to be slowed by the need for technical assistance from USDA, cost estimates from the Congressional Budget Office, and the lack of agreement on how to fund modifications to commodity programs and other issues. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told reporters yesterday there are some creative ways to address the funding issue, and we would encourage Congress to consider them as quickly as possible, but the secretary did not elaborate. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Bayer seeks reversal of a $175 million Roundup verdict. Bayer is asking a Pennsylvania court for relief from a $175 million verdict issued last month to Ernie Caranci, who claims exposure to Roundup caused his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Bayer filed papers in the Philadelphia County Court Common Pleas, quote, urging the court to issue judgment for Monsanto, order a new trial, or reduce the excessive and unconstitutional damages, it said in a statement. The jury awarded $25 million in compensation and $150 million in punitive damages. The post-trial motion cites numerous prejudicial and reversible errors at trial, Bayer says. Company management said yesterday on an earnings call that Bayer continues to emphasize the science behind what they claim is a safe product. They also said Bayer had won 9 trials in a row before losing the last 3. Asked whether it would adjust its litigation strategy, Chief Financial Officer Wolfgang Nickel says, I think you'll appreciate that we constantly address our strategy, but this is probably not the right forum to discuss it. Now take note. On the earnings call, Bayer CEO Bill Anderson said the healthcare and ag company is looking at how to break off either its health or crop science divisions from its pharmaceuticals division. USDA seeks input on specialty crop programs. USDA wants to learn how to better support the specialty crop industry, which, like much of the ag industry, has suffered losses due to natural disasters and dealt with pandemic-related disruption to its market. AMS is seeking comments on how best to implement its specialty crops competitiveness initiative. Marketing, research, and competitiveness are among the topics which AMS is asking for input. Commenters have 120 days to submit feedback. USDA presses seed companies on labeling compliance. The Agriculture Department is warning seed companies that they need to develop a set of best practices for complying with federal labeling requirements. In letters to multiple seed companies yesterday, Agriculture Marketing Service Administrator Bruce Summer says company executives need to ask themselves whether they've taken steps to ensure their practices are in the interests of their farmer stakeholders. The letter also stresses that federal regulators, quote, require seed kind and varietal information to be printed on seed containers or labels in a form that is clearly legible. This requirement allows a purchaser of seed to make reasoned and informed decisions. Finally, here's today's He Said It. They sent billions to shareholders and Wall Street. That Governor Newsom charging that big oil hiked gas prices to make huge profits. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, November 9th, brought to you by Robble AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.